English is Miss Pizza. This is how are you?
Hi, I'm great. This is Steven from the corporate office with Pizza. Were you having computer issues there?
No.
Do you know if
I don't believe so.
We haven't received any of the orders for today. Like, do you know what time your last order was?
Wait, our order as in, like, the food order?
Yeah, you know, food.
Oh my gosh, she didn't send them in the food order.
What food order? Oh, they didn't? Oh my gosh, really?
Wait,
like, what time was that?
Wait, I'm double checking. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, because we haven't received the order through the computer. Do you know what the phone number was for that customer?
You haven't received any of them?
No, not all day. It's been crazy.
What happened to everyone
Yeah, totally. We were sitting in front of the computer just waiting for them since about 2 this afternoon, and they just didn't come in, and we're like, oh my God.
How did they come in? I'm a manager.
Really?
I'm one of the night managers.
Because we receive them as they come in, like instant, through the internet, the biggest computer in the world.
Really weird.
Do you know what time the last order was?
Is there something I can do?
Well, they were the IT department.
Yeah.
They do the computer stuff that I don't understand. They were wanting me to get the phone numbers from a few of the customers, and that way they can put them into their computer and see if they come up.
Yeah. Okay. So you want some? I have some credit cards right here.
Oh, do you have the credit card numbers, like Visa, MasterCard? Because I could just take those. We can pull up by credit card number as long as you have the CV code from the back.
I just have like the last few digits of it.
Oh no, that's no good because I can't order stuff from Nigeria. Do you have the phone numbers then?
You want to order stuff from Nigeria?
Oh no, I'm kidding about that part.
Oh, like at first as I was thinking about the credit card numbers, I was like,
Oh, no, you should never get those out over the phone.
I can do that anyway.
Yeah, that's crazy talk. But I mean, if you have the phone numbers.
Okay, I was like, okay. Okay, if you want,
USA.
I can call the RGM and have her call you.
Oh, that'd be good. Well, I mean, like, are you able to see what the phone number is from maybe the last order, and I can put that in and see if it comes up on this end?
Yeah, last order.
I can't believe this is working.
Okay, we'll try this one.
Okay.
925. Hello?
Hi, David calling from. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Did you just place an order to us not too long ago?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, for delivery, a veggie pizza, correct?
That's right, uh-huh.
Well, listen, we have a lot of black olives, and we have a lot of sausage over here, and I'm just trying to get rid of it tonight because it's going to go bad tomorrow. So I'm willing to throw an abundance of this onto your pizza for a very low price of just 50 cents extra per topping. And I was just wondering if you want me to add some sausage and some black olive to your pizza this evening.
I'll be honest. We don't like black olives, and I'm a vegetarian, so I don't want any sausage either.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, the answer is no.
Well, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but we've actually already put the sausage and the black olives onto your pizza and thrown it in the oven. Is there any way I can send the pizza over like that, and I can also send you with an invitation, you know, to my bridge club on Sunday? I mean, you can pick the black olives off as well as the sausage when the pizzas come to you. You know, you can just rip them off the pizza. It's not too hard to tell. You know, there's veggies underneath, so it shouldn't be too much of a problem.
That's really not going to work for me. So can you do a pizza without the sausage?
Well, what I can do is how about this? I can send the pizza as well as some frozen dough, some veggies, you know, a little Tupperware of sauce, and, you know, you can make your own pizza at home, and that way you can just sort of pick the ingredients that you'd like, because, I mean, I'm just trying to make everything work over here at our end. You know, I got to make ends meet. I'm a busy guy. You know, we're trying to get rid of our product, you know, keep everything moving here. So, you know, I mean, you can cook your own damn pizza if that's what you'd like to do. But, you know, this is the pizza I can offer you, you know, tonight.
Well, you're about flabbergasting me because I thought that, like, when I ordered a pizza the way I ordered it, that was going to be the way it was going to happen. And
yo,
if it's not...
I understand. I understand completely. And I mean, the pizza happened the way it happened. And you know, I'm going through our garbage cans in here, and I find all this sausage, and I'm like, we don't want to let this go to waste. So I tossed it on your pizza. I tossed a few black olives I found in, you know, the garbage disposal, and a couple jalapeno peppers on there, and I threw it in the oven. And, you know, I figured you would appreciate that because I can give it to you at a discounted price. And here you are giving me an attitude after I extend, you know, another free pizza that you can cook at home as an offer.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name's Gregory.
Gregory?
Gregory Robbins, correct. I mean, the high temperatures will burn the bacteria off the pizza.
What? Do you understand what, like, a vegetarian is? Like, I don't eat meat. I haven't eaten meat for 17 years. I'm not going to
Don't worry. There's no meat content in any of our meat toppings. Do not worry. I mean, I understand you're a picky eater, but I'm trying to make everything work here for both of us.
Do you understand that you're on video, like, right now? Like, that I'm listening to you, your voice, and recording it?
On video?
And then I am going to play this back for your manager if this is going to be a problem. I have no idea what the fuck your problem is, but, like, you better not charge my card a fucking dime, and you better not deliver anything to my fucking hotel room.
Well, now I'm going to charge... What hotel are you staying at? Because I'm going to call the hotel as well.
Go for it.
All right. Listen, all I'm trying to do here is make everybody happy. You know, this is what I do. I'm the manager. I want to make the employees happy.
The manager,
I want to make the customers happy.
I ordered pizza without sausage, and you called me trying to tell me that you're going to absolutely put sausage on my pizza? That's bullshit.
You can pick the sausage off. It's not a big deal.
If you called me and said, I can't do your pizza without sausage, fine. That's one thing. But for you to call me back and say, you're going to put sausage on my pizza, and like that's it? Like, you have to have sausage on your pizza? You're ridiculous.
I'm a manager. Sometimes I have to put my foot down on situations like this, okay? I got a lot of sausage in the garbage can. I got a customer who might want some free toppings, you know? So it's a win-win-win for everybody.
It's not a win-win-win. Is this a joke? Is this some kind of prank?
This is not a prank.
You've got to be joking.
I don't understand what your
problem
is.
You really think that
I'm trying to help you.
All
right. You know what? You can pick the sausage off your pizza, take it down to the lobby of your hotel, and auction it off to people who are not such a picky eater as you. I understand that you're into that hippie, vegetarian, save the earth kind of shit, but I'm trying to save my business here. You know,
it's your business.
You're one of those fad boys. You know, it's hip right now. You got your glasses with no lenses and your skinny jeans and your vegetarian pizzas. But, you know, man up, pick the sausage off the pizza, and we can both go to sleep soundly tonight.
Wait. Could you tell me where I can, like, meet you, like, to discuss this further?
If you need manager, you can call me. My name is Joe. Would you like the phone number to call back?
What's your name?
My name is Joseph. I don't understand
You said your name was Gregory earlier.
Gregory Joseph, sir.
Gregory Joseph. Okay.
Pizza is on its way. Okay. I'm waving goodbye to the driver right now. I warned him, though, that you're a picky little asshole who's going to complain about the sausage. So, you know, he's expecting a good tip. And
do you understand that, like when I ordered a vegetarian pizza, that I expected that there would be no meat on it? Like that's nothing. No offense to you. I'm sure you want to sell sausage. Sure, that's fine. I understand that. But, like, look, that's just the way I eat. I don't eat animals.
You ever played checkers before?
Yeah, I play checkers.
You know when you lift the piece up to move it? Pretend the sausage is a checker, a black checker, and move it off the slice of pizza to this table, to the side of the table. remove, you know, king me. You know what I'm saying? Just jump a couple of cheese pieces and, you know, try to get to the other side of the pizza board.
So I should, like, figure out where the sausage is on my pizza and take those pieces of sausage off the pizza and not eat those pieces.
It's not a search and find. It's not a crossword puzzle. It's a cheese pizza. It's, you know, it's got the veggies. And then we just tossed, I scattered, you know, some garbage and some sausage atop the cheese and the veggies. It's not going to be hard to pick out.
Some garbage and sausage across it. Like, this has to be a prank or something. Because I can't imagine that, like, this is real. I ordered a vegetarian pizza. It's not hard to make a vegetarian pizza.
I can't imagine.
All you have to do is not put meat on it. And you've sprinkled meat on my pizza?
I've decorated it with meat.
You've decorated it. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Gregory Joseph, sir, as I've stated several times.
Gregory Joseph, what's your last name?
I don't know how the pizzas are made in Ohio, all right? But here in California, we do what we can to make sure that your pizzas are made correctly. And we try to throw in a bonus for our special customers like you. And when I see someone who's ordered from Domino's multiple times, I say, hey, maybe he would like something extra. So I throw it on, and I throw it in the oven, and I give you a call to say, hey, you know, we're extending this to you as our customer trying to help you out. And you come back to me with your picky bullshit and your attitude. And, you know, all of a sudden.
Yeah, because I ordered the pizza the way I wanted it, and now you've reordered the pizza for me. Like, put meat on a pizza that I didn't want.
All right, they didn't just make me manager for nothing, all right? They made me manager because I know what I'm doing. Maybe you should trust me. Maybe you should trust me. Just like the management has trusted me for months and years. Gregory Joseph has won Employee of the Month for nothing. All right?
Focus that shit. I hope you understand that you're on video right now. Like, we're videotaping this call.
How do you videotape a call? That doesn't even make sense to me.
You're on speakerphone. And we're videotaping the call. And
why
this
didn't
call
you
is being
order
recorded.
Room service if you're a picky bastard, okay? I don't understand.
I'm flabbergasted, I have to say. And if
flabbergasted?
If the pizza arrives, and I'm charged for pizza with sausage on it.
You're not being charged for the pizza. The toppings were free.
If I'm charged for anything at all from Domino's tonight, and I get a pizza tonight with sausage on it,
you know what?
I'm going to charge you for some cinnamon sticks to your boss tomorrow. Do you understand that?
You better not
send a pizza with sausage to my door, and you better not charge a fucking dime to my credit card.
Oh, it is on its way, and I will not only charge your vegetarian pizza, I will charge a cachet of cinnamon sticks for myself for dessert, because I'm a little bit hungry myself after this whole debacle, talking about sausage. I don't understand what your problem is. I mean, you come from Ohio, you come into California, you expect me to understand your freak rituals with your sacrifices and... You know, no black olives, but guess what? You know, we don't play that backwards Midwestern shit over here. You know what I'm saying? And I try to include something nice for you, and you come back, and all of a sudden it's Gregory's fault. You know? I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Hello?
Hello. Gregory Joseph calling. How you doing?
Yeah. What do you want?
Have you received your pizza yet?
No, we haven't.
Okay. I'm just checking in. I want to make sure you give my driver a good tip. Make sure we get all this taken care of so I can go home, tell my wife and kids, you know, see what's for dinner. I'm not too picky, so I'm not going to freak out about it if it's not exactly what I ordered, you know, but we'll see what happens. So where can I find the video, huh? Do you got a camera on me right now? Should I start waving?
I mean, we're listening. We're recording this.
What are you going to do with it? You're going to call my boss?
I mean, I don't even know if you work for... I'm really curious about that, actually.
You sound bi-curious. You don't eat meat. I don't understand what you're doing here. You know, I'm just trying to, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. And, you know, to me, it's like, oh, hey, I'm getting a couple free toppings on my pizza. You know, no extra charge. I'm getting a call personally from Gregory Joseph, Employee of the Month, 8 months straight. You know, I'm getting a personal call from him to ensure that my delivery is on its way and getting to me. You know, and I'm complaining. See, I just can't, you know, put myself in that position. It doesn't make sense to me.
What doesn't make sense to you?
Why you're unhappy with this whole situation? I'm giving you free toppings. I'm calling you to make sure, you know, everything's all right. And I'm checking in with you. We're trying to, you know, this is customer support. This is what I'm paid to do here.
What's your name again?
And you got a problem with me. My name is Gregory Joseph.
Gregory Joseph. And are you at the store?
Yes. 00. Yes.
What'd you say?
You called there? Yes. And I would have answered the phone if you called here.
So you answered the phone. I just spoke to you?
I'm not sure who you spoke to. You might have spoken to one of my employees.
How many employees
did
you
have?
Did
you ask to speak to me? I have several.
Several? Okay.
I was told to give
you
a call, okay? I was told to give you a call regarding the veggie pizza in which I placed sausage and black olives, you know? And I say, hey, free toppings, I'll give them a call, let them know, la-di-da, bada-boom, bada-bing, and we can all go home, you know? And you're sitting here telling me that I'm doing wrong. Oh, now it's Gregory's fault.
I don't understand how this is all going down, but I can tell you this much.
Are you under the influence of marijuana? Are you under the influence of marijuana, sir?
No, I'm not. Are you?
No, sir. But, you know, you sound a little out of it. You're ordering your freaky hippie pieces, and, you know, you're calling me up complaining to me. Oh, and now it's Gregory's fault.
You're nuts. I don't know who. Look, your phone number is coming up at 505.
Oh, now you want nuts on your pizza.
What's that?
Excuse me? Continue.
Your phone number, it's coming up at 505.
Okay. You got caller ID in that hotel room? Fancy pants Ohio boy.
Yeah, fancy caller ID. Okay, so is that your personal phone number or is that a company phone number?
I'm calling from my telephone in the manager's office, my line. Normally, I'm only supposed to call the corporate office on this phone. But, you know, Gregory steps out. He makes a personal call to one of his valued customers. And, you know, oh, all of a sudden, it's Gregory's fault. And you're calling me nuts. You want your freaky fucking Ohio boy pizza. And, you know, I'm the bad one for throwing some sausage and a little free black peppers on it. Black olives, jalapeno peppers, you know.
You're vegetarian. You're blowing my mind here.
You're vegetarian.
Look.
What are you blowing?
There was no offense. No offense to you and your, like, sausage-pushing pizza, okay? I'm not, like, there's... Look, whatever. You want to put sausage on every pizza, fine. But, like, I'm not going to eat it.
Amen.
I don't want that.
Amen. I will put sausage on every pizza.
Huh?
I will put sausage on every pizza.
You say you will or you won't?
I will. You know? Amen.
I'm not sure, like, what you're... If you're trying to get, like, fired or something, or, like...
I love my job. Gregory Joseph has been Employee of the Month... 8 months
okay,
in a row.
Okay, employee of the month.
You know why? Because
like,
of calls like
Gregory
this.
Gregory Johnson. Gregory, listen
Joseph,
to me.
Sir.
I cancel
Joseph.
My order. I cancel my order. This is me canceling my order. I'm
Mr.
canceling
Peterson,
my order.
We're not going to be able to cancel the order. It's already out for delivery.
That's not true. I already called your fucking shop, and it hasn't been out for delivery, and I already canceled it with them, and... Look, if you actually work for I'll be flabbergasted, but you're going to lose your job. Like, this is absolutely going to have you lose your job. I'm incredibly flabbergasted right now that you even call me with this shit.
That's because you're stoned, all right? Everything's surprising to you when you're baked out of your mind. You know, who the fuck says flabbergasted? Oh, now you're paranoid. No, it's Gregory's fault.